Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Personal injury of any sort, it's a big deal. And injury attorney David Femenino has dedicated his career to securing justice and maximizing recovery for those who have been injured. David is dedicated to ensuring you get the care you need and get your life back on track. So when you're injured, make one phone call to David Femenino, 855-65-CRASH, or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. Get your life back on track, getdavidgetpaid.com. Welcome one, welcome all, or if I were pretending to be Jeremy Otto, hey everybody. Can we pull that from his update, please, David? I'm going to need that drop.
Sports. Welcome to the sports.
All right. So, also, Rico just figured out that Kid Cudi's car exploded in his driveway as he's following the Diddy trial live.
I thought it was the other way around, that he was trying to blow up Diddy's car.
I'm like, no.
Oh, boy.
It's a big day. Tigers 5-1, take the series, on to the next. And again, I know we've been a little light on Tiger talk this week because this isn't going to be the Chris Farley
Tigers
skit.
Tigers won again.
Chris Farley skit from SNL. Golly gee, Tigers are great. They're a really good baseball team. They got 120 games left.
Just so you, the fact. First time since 2006, Tigers have the best record in Major League Baseball through 50 games.
And I understand you want to do the expectation thing. When we do it, I mean, if we look, this can go one of two ways. This is live. We could go against everything on the show sheet if you wanted.
Oh.
No. Hear me before you decide. Like, let me tell you about the specials tonight.
Okay.
Let me just tell you about
How's the
specials.
The soup?
So, David, what's wrong? Hold on.
I'm trying to figure out what's happening here.
What's happening is I'm offering Rico options, balance and options. It's simple. We can go with the tush push staying, which I know is the greatest thing to happen in your life ever because you love that stupid play, and just about what rule you want to get rid of out of sports. But if you, here's the deal I will make you. If we do the Tigers expectation thing, don't break my balls the next 2 days about doing it.
No.
So you can have your Christmas present today. Don't be asking for another one tomorrow or Friday.
No.
Okay. Also, that haircut, criminal. That's ridiculous. So listen to me. Let's get after it, shall we? The tush push. Are we doing tush push? Okay. So,
haircut.
Oh my gosh.
I'm gonna leave it alone. So listen,
he should be on one of those speed boats in the Everglades.
Okay, can we just can we focus, please? I beg of you. Today, the tush push was voted 22-10 to stay in the NFL. The Lions' proposal was withdrawn. Really weird to me. Regarding seeding and divisions. We talked about this yesterday. Which one would you rather have? Here's a question as we sit here today. All of us at one point or another have bitched about a certain rule in sports, right? Where you're just like, get rid of this. I hate this. This is stupid. If I ask you guys right now, right, the tush push is staying. I think it's terrible, but I can't. What am I going to say? It's here to stay. What is one thing if you could change in sports? One rule. But you only get one, right? There's only one genie. It's only coming out of that bottle one time. It could be any sport, professional or college, and it has to be one singular rule. And it might be, look, the tush push, Rico, you and I battle on it. I know it's a minor thing. It's more of an annoyance to me. But there are other rules people could change that would reshape the very sport they're talking about. So you can be as grandiose as you want or as petty, like me with the tush push.
Yes, you are.
So I wanted to kind of launch that, and then we can do some Tiger expectations tomorrow or Friday. I just, yeah, come on, will you please?
We're good.
Todd Jones anywhere. Looks like he's at the cocktail lounge. I tell you.
This is weird.
He's ready to party. No tie. Little open collar action. Kenny, he looks like you.
If only I looked that good, Michael.
If you had class.
If only I looked that good.
I'm going to do the handlebar looking like Todd Jones later in life.
This is that joint thing, right? Yeah. Where
yeah. No, that's weed.
Yeah, you got to ask Kevin about that one.
Okay. This is the joint broadcast thing, right?
Yeah, they have the St. Louis guy there. They have our guy there.
I don't know. I can't be bothered with any of it. It's just silently up on a monitor. I do think Kenny is going to look like Todd Jones later in life. I think that is a realistic outcome for Kenny.
Shaves the beard, but keeps the little Fu Man.
Well, eventually Kenny will have to grow up, and he'll own a shirt with buttons. It's possible. I
thought we were talking rule changes. I caught it straight.
You know what?
First,
here we go.
3 minutes of the show.
Rule changes. 248-539-9797. Mike, I'd like to start.
Yes, please.
As you like to say, in the sport that I ruined.
College football?
College football.
This is, you're going to use your one vote.
Yes.
What is it?
The rule that I want to be eliminated. If your knee hits the ground and no one touches you, you can still get up and run. The play is not dead.
This is your change,
Mike?
In all of sports?
Yes. Do you know how many times it's like, oh, the running back slipped, but he had 50 yards ahead of him, but he's now down. Yes, that's the rule for me. Your knee hits the ground and you're not like the NFL.
Okay.
You're not touched.
I will say
get up
this.
And run.
I agree with you to a certain extent that I would like to see more, what's the word I'm looking for? Between college and pro, kind of a unified rule front. Like college hoops, why don't we just play four quarters? Why don't we just have the three-point line?
That's my rule. That's what I want. I don't want halves. I want quarters in college basketball.
You know, I think it's the only organized college basketball that is halves.
But look at college. You only need 1 foot in bounds versus two. You knee down, you're down. Pros, you're not.
Right.
I get where you're going with it.
But how many plays would have been big-time plays, but the wide receiver or the running back slipped?
I know.
Knee touched the ground. Would have gotten the first down. Would have scored a touchdown, but nope, 2 yard loss. So that's it for me.
That's okay. No reconsideration.
Nope.
You're locking it in.
I mean, I had one for Kenny, but it was just to make fun of his sport. So,
I think he just told you you were number one. David, do you want to think? Because you only get one.
No, mine is definitely the halves and quarters. I need college basketball to have quarters. I do not want halves. I'm sick of it. Just play like the NBA halves. It could be, of course, shorter time if you want that. But
hey, Izzo will still pull his starters 2 minutes into the game. It won't make a difference.
High school, AAU.
All of it. That's fine.
Women.
Yeah.
NBA.
Yeah, because
WNBA.
You sounded like Ray Lewis in that song. Did you just hear that?
I did.
Now won't be the time. There might need to be a side-by-side right there. That was pretty strong by you.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm thinking a little more grandiose. And I don't know if this is going to be acceptable, but here we go. One portal window only. One. This is the portal date. This is the end.
Oh,
after that,
okay.
There ain't no leveraging. There's no negotiations.
I got
you. There's no leaving.
So one portal per year.
That's it.
I thought
that's
you,
all. And here's where it starts. I'm going to do you one better. The day after the national championship, you have 2 weeks. That's it. 2 weeks. You didn't find a job after 2 weeks? You're not good enough to have a job.
I thought you were going to say they can only transfer once.
No, I don't want to hurt the kids. Do whatever you want. Do your little prostitution game, playing at 5 schools in 5 years. You're a town bike. Everybody gets a ride. Fine. 2 weeks. Not 2 days before the season. Not 4 weeks into the season.
Not after the spring game.
Not during bowl season. And not after spring ball. 2 weeks. That's it.
That's yours.
That would fix a lot that's wrong with the sport you ruined. That would be my rule.
See, I'm trying to make the sport that you say I ruined more enjoyable for you on Saturday when you swear up and down you're not watching.
Why? We don't complete forward passes. It doesn't matter. Like, well, at least not to the other team.
137 teams.
No, there's only one team in my heart.
Pick another one.
I want to.
Pick another
2, 4, 8, 5, 3, 9.
I'll make you a deal. I'll get you the starter kit of the hat and the t-shirt and the jacket and the pullover. Pick a team.
See, you
and
can,
I'll get you started.
I think you can do it with pro sports. I don't think you can. Well, Doug Root's against his alma mater, so I guess anything's possible. I was just saying is like I don't think you can change college teams. You can. That no, you can't. I went there. You can't. I'm stuck. It's like being in the mafia. I can't just get out. You can't cross the street. The pros is different. It's all vapid. We with went the portal, to school. You can,
with the portal?
That's where I think kids are hoes. They're not loyal to nothing. Whatever happened to going to a place you wanted to go to school and playing for the coach you wanted to play, or they had your major and they paid you? Now it's just a big brothel. All right, I'll calm down. We're changing rules. Tush Push got voted in 22-10. Rico really strong-armed the voter pool. He was whipping up the votes like Frank Underwood in House of Cards. You got to put it next to the Ray Lewis thing, though. It's not the same. Side by side, or I'm not going to break. Oh, God, it's so perfect. All right. We'll get to business next. A lot of people want to speak on this. We're going to get to it. And I swear, Kenny, Todd Jones, 30 years from now, is Kenny. And Kenny is Todd Jones. There's going to be a day where they're going to call Kenny classy. That's my dream.
That's next week.
Jones looks classy. He looks like he's ready to go to a cocktail lounge.
He does, minus the hot dog hat. But
well, that's not a great look. All right, 97.1.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Personal injury of any sort, it's a big deal. An injury attorney, David Femininio, has dedicated his career to securing justice and maximizing recovery for those who have been injured. David is dedicated to ensuring you get the care you need and get your life back on track. So when you're injured, make one phone call to David Femininio, 855-65-CRASH, or go to that website, GetDavidGetPaid.com. Get your life back on track. GetDavidGetPaid.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Straight to the people. The tush push has been voted on. It's staying 22-10. And it got us talking about, all right, if we get to make a rule change to any sport, what is it? For Rico, it is the no contact rule in college football. When you fall down and can't get back up, but yet on Sunday you can. For David, it's college hoops of all things. Get rid of halves, sync it up to the NBA. 24-second shot clock, four quarters. For me, it's a little more grandiose. One transfer window only. 2 weeks long. After the national title game. But how are we going to build our rosters? It's not my problem. You have 2 weeks to find a job. That's it.
I think you know what I'm going to say about that. That's what the money's for.
He said, you know what I'm going to say about that? That's what the money's for.
Right. Yeah, but
it's your job to build a team. That's what the money, literally, yes. That's what the money is
for. Yeah, when college coaches are making $8, $10, $12 million, don't cry to me. But what's ridiculous is the portal being open during bowl season. I would get rid of all of it. It's all done. 2 weeks, that's it. And once you've made your choice, you're stuck. And we'll see you next year if you don't like the choice you made.
So no going back? Or the 2 weeks, you got to, that's your window. You can go back if you want.
That's it. Okay. That's it. That's all. And I don't want to hear from you till the next year.
Figure out your life.
Gotcha. Let's get to the people. We go to Mike in Sterling Heights. Mikey, what's going on, bud?
What's up, fellas?
How are you?
Man, I've been watching hockey for 6 years, man. And get rid of icing, man. Come on, let's open the game up a little bit. I mean, I know the rule was back in the day, teams were about to lose the puck and they shoot it down the other end. But I'm seeing now mostly teams are trying to fast break and the guy don't get to it, you know, quick enough. Just open up the game, man. Let's you know, get rid of icing.
All right, let's bring Kenny Cott to the table. We've got Mike who wants cherry picking to be legal in the NHL. He wants icing gone, Kenneth.
Let's bring back the two-line pass. No, I'm fine with icing. It's just it's a stall tactic. For teams like, imagine you go up 3 goals or 2 goals, you're just dumping it down the ice anyway. So, I mean, I'm fine with it. I wouldn't change.
I think it should be more punitive to ice the puck. That would be my middle ground with you two. Here's what I think. You ice the puck, you lose the player for the rest of the game. Get out.
Jeez. The rest of the game?
I hate icing too, Mike. It drives me insane, but Kenny's right. Yeah. We can't take it out of the game. Otherwise, power plays would be useless. They'd have to be 10 minutes long.
You're just filibustering a game at that point.
Well, like 5-on-5.
Hybrid icing. Let's talk about the hybrid icing in the NHL, and college got a different icing, and high school has a different icing. Come on,
Hold on. There are three different icings in the three different levels of hockey?
The only two icings that I'm aware of is the touch versus no touch, and they got rid of the touch icing, or the no touch icing, or the touch icing they got rid of because people were just ramming into each other.
But that was the best part.
That was cool.
If you wanted to actually ice the puck, you were going to get destroyed.
But that was also in the era of, like, in the NFL when they had segments based on those things, too, on TV. So
okay.
Maybe not the best idea.
Probably not. All right, we go over to Dave, 97.1. Dave, what's going on, pal?
Hey, I also was thinking along the lines of the NHL, what do you think about if a team is trailing in the third period and the team that's ahead decides to haul their guy down with, say, like 10 seconds left, why not extend the period until the power play would be over?
Kenny?
That's always bugged me, too, because it becomes basically open season after the last, like, minute or so. When, especially in the playoffs, you see guys just crunch other guys.
I have a solution. Here, let me fix all
Remove
of hockey.
Them from the league.
No, I'll fix all of hockey's ills. Any penalty called in the last minute of a hockey game is an automatic penalty shot. Done.
That would eliminate a lot of that, but also it would eliminate a lot of the drama at the end of the game. I would make it a fine.
I can't be everything to everyone, Kenneth.
So you're fixing all of hockey in one swoop?
Well, I can't fix the poverty nature of it unless we put them on like a WIC program or something.
Mine for Kenny is,
dude, that was coming.
You know what? Either you win or you lose. There's no point for going to overtime.
I don't hate that either. I never liked the 2-point system. But then at that point, just turn it into the NBA. No points, nothing.
But
just
for record. But Dave, if that's the one rule in sports you got to change, last minute of the game, it's a penalty shot. Agree or disagree?
You know what? I would take that over what it currently is.
Right, because right now there's no benefit. You could take a stupid penalty and you have to kill off 11 seconds. It's not punitive. So, hey, take that same penalty. And now, look, I don't love shootouts, but it's something. I think that's a good one, Dave. I wouldn't mind it.
That's actually a pretty good rule.
I try. We go to Mike.
Would you take that over the portal?
No. Okay. No. The portal's completely destroying college football.
Okay.
Because it doesn't have rules. The transfer portal on surface, I don't hate. Players have options. No problem. But my God, we have 3 portal windows a year?
Yes.
Okay, that's done. Enough. You signed your contract. Well,
technically 4, because if your coach leaves, you have 30 days. You could also go into the portal at any time.
Good God. We go to Mike, 97.1. Mikey, what's up, pal?
Hey, guys, how you doing today?
Good, Mike.
I just wanted to say real quick, long-time listener, big-time fan of you guys. Thank you for your commitment to Detroit Radio. But the rule I'd like to change is the fourth down rule in the NFL with pass interferences and defensive holding.
Okay.
It kind of drives me up a wall when a team that's got like a 4th and 20, you know, they get a pass interference against them or whatever, and now all of a sudden it's a first down and they have a chance to win the game. I think it should remain a 15-yard penalty.
But not an automatic first down.
But not an automatic first down, correct?
I'll tell you the other alteration you'd have to make, and I would file it under the same rule. Do you know the biggest culprit, Mike? Is I know normally if we're watching a game and you see this happen, the rage takes over. It's defensive holding, which is only a 5-yard penalty, but it's an automatic first down. See, I think
it's the bailout for the refs.
Right. Well, what I would like to do, and Mike, tell me if this would be amenable to you. I think we get rid of defensive holding and illegal contact. We just have pass interference. It is either pass interference or it is not. And on a 4th down, I'm going to allow a little bit more physical play. And while I'll award you the yardage, I will not give you an automatic 1st down. Would that work?
I think that's a great idea, especially the defensive holding part, because players will say it all the time, regardless of where you look, there's going to be holding on every play.
Correct.
And there's never really going to be any winning in that discussion. So if you get rid of defensive holding and you get rid of all that and it's just pass interference, then you could say, hey, your player made a mistake and he cost your team. You know, it's bigger than just blaming the refs and blaming the rules.
So you're saying like 4th and 12, Mike, and there's pass interference 15 yards down the field.
You get a 1st down because it's more than the first down marker.
Okay.
But what Mike's point is,
4th and 19,
I'll make it 4th and 4. But you're not getting a 1st down on that deal. It's not happening. We're going to replay the down. I'm tired of that. And what Mike's right about, and you see this all the time, 3rd and 9, defensive holding, and it's a 5-yard penalty, but it's an automatic get-out-of-jail-free card. Mm-hmm. That's not right.
Yeah, I think it's kind of the genesis of that was like the NBA breakaway rule, where I got a clear cut to the basket and you grab me intentionally. I think the same with defensive holding. There was no safety back there. I was about to take this to the house, but you didn't pass it. You held me, and I get where it comes from. Yeah, but I'm with you. I'll allow that.
Okay. Progress. That. David, a couple of ticket texts. We'll continue with the callers. Everybody's amped up. And again, am I annoyed that Tush Bush is staying in the NFL? Of course I am. But we get to change a rule. And I have something much more important to change in sports. Yes, David.
I would love for the Major League Baseball to adopt a salary floor. Someone else says, rule change, NFL overtime, you start at the 50, alternating offense and defense.
Can I go back to the salary floor for a second?
Sure can.
Here's what I would really prefer. You either have the money or you don't have the money. Can we please, like, I was doing some research on the NBA salary cap this summer, both for Pistons purposes, but the Celtics. You need a PhD to fully understand the NBA, CBA, and its tax aprons. You either have money under the cap or you do not have money under the cap. It's the same thing with the luxury tax in baseball, or us famously saying the cap ain't real. The NHL doesn't matter. They're paying their guys in loonies and toonies. It's for the non-poverty leagues. I'm tired of the cap stuff. You either, it's like a checking account. You either are liquid or you are not. End.
No, you're exactly right. Because there are ways, the Pistons signed Malik Beasley. Now you're becoming an apron team because you're going it. Like, I don't understand it.
It's,
if you have cap space, you have cap space.
But I think it's designed to be complicated because the cap's not real. So therefore, if we confuse you, you can't call us on this.
Or you have this amount of money to spend.
Yeah.
So what's your payroll?
Yeah.
You can't exceed this.
So you treat it like an actual banking account.
Like an actual salary cap.
Okay.
248-539-9797. Hockey don't need one. They make like $8 a game. I mean, it doesn't matter. I'm sorry. You were screening a call. I didn't think you could hear
that. Left and right.
Well, I got
left,
catching up to do. Right. You missed a couple of days. What do you want? We're just making up for it. That's all.
Maybe we should start a GoFundMe for the NHL.
Yeah, I think that works. A UNICEF type thing.
Right. Doctors Without Borders. NHL edition. All right, we're good. We'll get to your phone calls next. 97.1.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Personal injury of any sort, it's a big deal. An injury attorney, David Femininio, has dedicated his career to securing justice and maximizing recovery for those who have been injured. David is dedicated to ensuring you get the care you need and get your life back on track. So when you're injured, make one phone call to David Femininio. 855-65-CRASH, or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. Get your life back on track, getdavidgetpaid.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Ah, Donald Sterling. Just tremendous. 5 o'clock. It's good to have you with us. Tigers, nice series win in St. Louis. Keep it moving down the line. Right now, look, the big news of the day. We were talking about the NFL voting on rules. The tush push is here to stay, unfortunately, because people are idiots. But that got us talking. All right, I give you one magic bullet. You get to change one rule in sports. Now, I think David and Rico's selections are fine enough. They're sensible. I think they are two things that should be changed. I just think you guys didn't aim high enough. I've aimed to change a sport completely.
Let me guess, yours was high enough.
Well, I think fixing the transfer portal with the way I'm doing it would solve a lot of problems, Rico. It wouldn't fix how much insufferable ass MSU football
is. I was about to say, you would still hate the sport. I'm trying to make the game more enjoyable. You would still hate the sport.
I hate the sport because you can't figure out who's going where and when. Look at what you said to me pre-show. Ah, Mike, just wake me up a week before the season. I'll figure out who's on the team.
What am I, Izzo now?
I don't know why I did that to you, but I'm fixing that now. That allows us to know our players. And honestly, if you only got to leave once and had 2 weeks to find a job, I think you'd cut the amount of players in the portal by 2/3. Because the reality is the pressure would be on. And you would end up taking a worse deal. So, look, that's my suggestion. Yeah. But people are hopped up. We've had a couple of hockey people calling in. Kenny's helped us with that poverty sport. And we also discovered that Kenny, by age 60, is going to look like Todd Jones. It's exciting.
That would look good if at age 60, yeah.
I feel like that's Kenny's future, provided he graduates to button shirts and shaving ones.
By 60, he will.
Yes, I think so. Yeah. All right, David, are you ready to go to the people? Thank you very much. All right, we go to Matt, 97.1. Matty, what's going on, pal? How you doing?
Hey, guys, how you doing? I'm doing well. So hey. I got a spin on the Lions proposal. I think that you should just earn the seed of whoever you beat. So the two plays the seven. If the seven wins, then they earn that two seed. And they went in and they did earn it, right? So they should get a home playoff game. That's my thinking. What do you think of that?
So you're saying like when the Commanders beat you, they would then earn your slot moving forward and almost steal home court advantage.
Exactly. So the NFC Championship game would have actually been played in Washington last year under my proposal.
That's interesting.
I have never thought of that. Matt,
Because they knocked off the number one seed.
So there you earn the number one seed's rights. Here's the thing, Matt. The Lions' proposal, they wanted reseeding every step of the way so that if the lower seed wins, you will draw not who's on your end of the bracket. You would draw the highest seed. So it's almost the opposite.
Sure. I get that.
I think I actually kind of like what Matt's suggesting.
It's a lot more on the line.
I kind of dig that.
Yeah.
David, you're laughing. Am I crazy for liking what Matt said?
Not crazy at all. Not crazy at all.
Matt,
it makes sense.
I'm going to go with it. I've never thought of that, but it doesn't affect me, Matt. My team never makes the playoffs. So God bless. Have a great time. Yeah.
But hold on. But see, yeah. Matt, under that means that the two seed will never get the NFC championship or AFC championship game.
Well, the one has to be out.
No, but I'm saying under him, you'll never get it.
Oh, of course. The guy who got into Harvard found the flaw. Damn it.
No, that's not true. If the two seed beats the seven seed, which is likely, then you know what? I get what you're saying.
Yeah, Matt, he had to, you know what? He bleeped in the punch bowl. He just had to do that to us. You had a nice rule. There it is. That was my feeling after Rico just did that to Matt.
Just did some simple math.
He's right. That can't be a rule.
So rather, yeah, if you're not the one seed, you'd rather be the seven seed.
It's flawed. It can't be a rule. Stop showing off. Yeah. No, not a deflator. He actually is a validator.
You did figure it out.
He figured it out. He saved the integrity of the show. I'm defending you. Let's go. Spencer, I'm sorry.
Great rule, Spencer.
No,
whatever he says is going to be a great rule.
Spencer,
great rule.
97.1. What's up, Spence?
Boys, how you doing?
Good, pal. What's going on?
Awesome. Dude, I am shocked nobody said this. And I'll be surprised if all three of you don't agree and change your pick to mine.
Okay.
Dude, it's killing the NFL. I've been a lifelong football fan. I love the NFL. The worst rule by far in sports right now is roughing the passer. Dude, I was just, and Mike, you'll love this. This will hit home for you. I was just watching the 1990 NFC Championship between the Giants and the 49ers.
That Leonard Marshall hit would have got him thrown in jail in today's game.
Oh, my God, dude. I thought he was dead when he got hit. The game was so physical. And especially in today's day and age, boys, where you see Joe Burrow, or forget Joe Burrow, take a Brock Purdy, makes $60 million a year. You date the hottest girls, you buy a Batmobile. The risk should be that someone's coming to kill you. And that was so awesome about the NFL, the physicality. And like when you're going against a superstar QB, that was the defense.
I'm with you in this regard, okay? You can't get rid of it because what you just said, they're commodities now. But I don't like a hand grazing the helmet, personal foul. I don't like somebody falling into the quarterback. Well, you hit him low, personal foul. And the worst one, Spencer, we got to stop with the body weight stuff. These guys aren't ballerinas. No. They're playing a million
the
miles
body
an hour.
Weight is the worst.
Right. Like, what are they, Steven Seagal and Under Siege? They're going to do some kind of pirouette? I mean, come on.
How do you make the tackle?
And you touched on it too, Mike. Sometimes they're going for a great play and they're like half blocked and either their hand or their helmet will like start by hitting the shoulder, but then graze up to the head. And it's like 15-yard penalty on like a 3rd and 16 where the offense had no chance.
No,
ridiculous.
Spencer, I like the fact that we're the defensive guy actually makes the tackle the way the NFL says to make the tackle, but the follow through is, but you put all your weight on him. I this ain't the Matrix. I can't stop in midair and turn around. So
and
I'm
then
with
just
you
one
on
last
it.
Point I want to touch on for you, boys. Like, what do you guys think about defenseless receiver in the exact same like conversation?
I've had enough of it. I think there's definitely a space between separating receiver from ball and being Chuck Cecil or Steve Atwater or Ronnie Lott. There is a difference between trying to hurt someone and then trying to do your job. And I do think there should be, and I understand, believe me, brain injuries, concussions, I understand. But you cannot allow receivers to rule the middle of the field without a price to be paid. Because at that point, you've rendered defense useless. I don't know what safeties are supposed to do. And again, there is a difference between using the crown of your helmet and breaking someone's sternum or caving their skull in, or I'm breaking up the play. Like, I'll tell you, had enough of the targeting. Had an absolute enough of that in college. Enough with the targeting.
Yeah.
I like Spencer's rule.
I do.
But it's murky because you have to make the roughing the passer simplified. No.
But the targeting thing is funny. And Mike, yes, I know you want to burn down the stadium, but this was the Mike Spite moment.
What's
that? I wish you were there. I forgot who MSU was playing, but they called targeting. They didn't call a targeting on Aiden Childs, and whoever ran the replay took the video and froze it right there. So no matter where
he got smashed in the face and he fumbled.
Yes.
He fumbled because he got targeted to the skull.
Yes.
We didn't get the call. It was against Ohio State.
So they just kept replaying it. So no matter where the referees looked in the stadium, they kept saying this little 3-second
clip. They would have murdered us anyways. Yes. It's irrelevant. But Rico's right. It was plain as day, middle of the field, open air. The other thing they did in that game, you remember they went to commercial break? And they reviewed a play without anybody knowing, and Ohio State got the football again. And you go, wait a second, we got to stop.
Yep. I remember that because I was like, what just happened here?
Burn the stadium down. David, a few of the ticket techs can't repeat what Rico just said. David, please.
Easy. All penalties in the NFL are reviewable.
Oh.
That's the rule I change. Anthony in Troy.
Anthony in Troy. I'm all for the game and people can play. Oh, the game's taking too long. And I'm normally like, where else you got to go? You know, it's a game. Just play the game. Let it happen. We're not. You're now taking a game that roughly 3 hours, David, would probably get extended to 4. Because if every offsides, slow-mo, and everything looks bad in slow-mo.
The trapezoid rule in hockey annoys me. The goalies cannot go into the corners and play the puck anymore. Chris in Warren.
But why does that annoy you? When the goalies play the puck, they look like half an idiot anyways. Stay in the net. Nothing good happens from goalies going Rick DiPietro mode.
Yeah, the idea that, oh, let's have a goalie fish the puck out of the corner. What could possibly go wrong?
He's going to help us exit the zone faster. Like, no, they all end up looking like Goldberg from the Mighty Ducks.
There's a very
the
small...
meth head version, not even the kid.
Oh, I'll do that to Goldberg. There's a very small amount of goalies that can do it well. Very small.
Right.
And when they do, even they mess it up sometimes.
It's bad idea. Just stay where you are, please. Of all the things in sports, that's what you selected? And also a correction, because Rico was right on something. The tush-push rule, 22 of the teams think like I do and said, get this garbage out of our sport. But you needed 24 votes. Mm-hmm. And now I have a personal problem with the Detroit Lions.
So,
because the Lions voted to keep this stupid thing. They're one of the 10 teams that saved this rule.
Eagles.
I blame him. I know the two who to blame. Dan Campbell and his former understudy, Aaron Glenn.
Yeah, the Jets also.
Because
exactly.
The Jets are born losers. Of course they'd vote for this stupidity to stay.
Really? You got other teams you could have chosen.
No, just
the Ravens are on the list.
Ravens are Eagles, Ravens, Browns, Lions, Jags, Dolphins, Patriots, Saints, Jets, Titans.
You shouldn't get a vote if you haven't been to a Super Bowl. Why the hell do Browns get a vote?
Well, technically,
champions only should vote on that type of rule.
The Ravens, Browns, that,
No. Browns shouldn't get a vote.
So Lions shouldn't get a vote.
Lions shouldn't get a vote. Jets shouldn't get a vote.
Mike out here hitting people with garbage cans.
Champions. Lions. And you know what? Only the teams with multiple Lombardis should get a vote.
Okay.
I like that rule, actually.
No championship teams
Steelers,
want that garbage
Giants,
in there.
Patriots,
also,
Niners.
Why did they have Jason Kelce there lobbying?
That
Can
was
he
crazy.
Just go away? Go enjoy your retirement.
Well, Jeffrey Lurie made the call.
It may have passed if you did only the winners.
Champions don't support tomfoolery.
Eagles, but the Eagles, Ravens, Dolphins, Patriots. No, Dolphins only won one, right?
But that doesn't even count. No, it was in the 70s.
No, you said multiple. It still counts.
Yeah, Dolphins are not multiple, yes.
So, right. So, I guess only three multiple champions
Broncos
said no.
Will be on that list.
Well, I'm saying the people who voted no or voted to say
not
keep
enough
it,
teams.
Eagles,
is what you're saying?
Ravens, gotcha. Patriots.
So basically, what Rico's saying is only losers vote for this crap. That's what I took out of it.
I think they're celebrating in Philly, and they got the Lombardi
because that lunatic town actually takes pride in crap like that.
Sure do. Get rid of the 3-point line in the NBA. You can still shoot from half court if you want. But it's worth the same as a dunk or mid-range jumper.
No, I think what they need to do is, and this sounds radical, but just hear me out. You got to get rid of the corner three. The three-point line should exit out on the elbow, and it should go out of bounds. There should be no corner three. And move the line back. You have to make it punitive. And what it'll do is you'll stretch the defenses out. And when you have a Steph Curry, I'm going to have to guard you out to 28 feet. Fine. But the reality is, if there's no corner three, you take away that cheap shot. I think you could do it, but you can't get rid of the three-point shot. You can't.
And Lord knows we don't need a four-point shot. Because I've heard people, well, just make it even. No, because now analytics will probably say, just shoot that 35-footer.
Yeah. Let's go to Jamie, 97.1. Jamie, what's going on, buddy?
Thank you for taking my call, Mr. Valente.
Yes, sir.
I guess I'll make it quick for now. And I don't think it would be important to you guys, but it still exists in pro football. I would not allow the fourth team who's behind, got a touchdown, field goal even, to have to announce that they're doing an onside kick. Jokingly, I'm going to kick it to you guys. I'll do it to number two.
They've ruined
it. Yeah. He's going to get killed whether you get it or not.
Jam, you know what they should do with the onside kick? Get rid of it. And it's 4th and 15. You get one crack at it.
Suggestion.
You pick it up. You keep the ball. You don't. The game's over. Because, Jamie, what they've done is they've taken the onside kick, and it's about a 2% shot. You can't even line up the way. Yeah.
No. Right. I think they said it was a 6% chance that you get it. And it's funny because I heard somebody talking on a national radio show about this. You know why it's still in the game? Because your head's going to explode, and yours too, Jamie. Because they want to make sure that kickers stay involved.
Oh, boy. Okay.
Because a lot of people, the special teams coaches and the kickers are against it.
because it takes away from what they do. I'm with you because, you know what, line up 4th and 15, even if you said, you know what, 4th and 20. But, yeah, they're afraid that it's taking kicking out of the game.
Well, that's fine. But I would argue it's completely wrong in that I think we should move the extra point back even further. I think we should be incentivizing teams to go for two. Nobody's here to watch kickers. We hate kickers.
Okay, and
kickers are not football players. They're barely human. Kickers are like a lower species.
Okay,
they're like some form of gnat.
The funny thing you say about that, it like as aggressive as Dan Campbell is, I'm always shocked when he just lines up to kick the field goal. Because like, you're right. You're right there. You're 2 yards away.
Right.
You got all of these weapons. When you had Ben Johnson.
Hey. His coach, I thought, was going to start a revolution about 6-7 years ago when Mike Tomlin started doing it. And I go, uh-oh, here we go. My point is, field goals are still a huge part of the game and the extra point, but punting is still huge. Like, kickers will never leave the game, but I just don't need kickoffs anymore. They're useless.
No, I'm with you, but I've often wondered, especially like a team like Philly with the tush push, first touchdown, go for two. Yeah. If you get it, other team is playing catch up for the rest of the game.
Here's the other one I would do. I think you should reduce the width of the goalposts. I'd love to see it like the old Arena Football League, where it was basically a 2x4. That's it. There's your space to kick a field goal. Just get rid of them altogether. I hate kickers. Who can stand them? Who really likes a kicker? Right. Ask yourself.
Or where do they rank on like the ginger scale? Are they better than gingers? Worse than
gingers? Well, gingers are human at least. They may be soulless bastards, but they're human. Kickers are garbage. I hate kickers.
I'm just trying to determine your scale here. It's very, very confusing.
Kenny, like, I don't know, like if cockroaches could survive a nuclear holocaust, like a bomb could blow up the world and survive, that's kickers.
So what if you added two extra posts to the field goals that were like 2 feet apart, and if the kicker made it through there, it was worth like 6 points?
I'm in. That then it incentivizes where I'd have to respect kickers.
Right.
But like kickers are cockroaches.
What if the goalposts literally move?
I like that, like a clown's mouth on a golf course.
Yeah, on a putt-putt course. Yeah.
I like that. Maybe you get the big the what do you call it? The pinwheel. Not a lighthouse.
The windmill. Yeah.
The windmill.
Yeah, exactly.
What if we had a windmill?
To just spin in front of the uprights.
Now I would welcome the kickers back.
The UFL is missing out on some great ideas to test out.
But I mean, imagine if, like, okay, if you can make it within the 2 feet.
I know.
That.
I'd be fine with it. I hate kickers. I don't have any good experiences with them. I don't know anyone who's ever bought a jersey of a kicker.
There was some Jason Hansen jerseys.
I was about to say, Jason Hansen was the leading jersey seller for a while.
Yeah. Well, what does that tell you? If it was in Europe, the Lions would have been relegated to the fourth division. That's not saying much. 248-539-9797. But I'm telling you, two things would survive if a nuclear bomb hit. Cockroaches and kickers. Yeah. Just can't take them out. They kick forever, too. That's the other problem.
Have you ever seen a kicker at practice?
This bleep hole is still in the league? I thought he got cut.
No.
Like, look at all the kickers. Oh, he's kicking for his eighth team. I can't stand it.
Right. Next time, ask TJ. Have you ever seen like a practice? Kickers and punters are off to the side.
They're not football players.
I have no
players.
Idea what they're doing.
They shouldn't even count on the 53-man roster. There should be a 53-man roster and then kicker club.
Well, see, that's why I said, okay. Because most of the time at practice, they're doing trick shots and things. So, okay, if you could do the trick shot in the game, I'll make it worth more points. And then you're interesting.
Rest of team, brain damage. Kickers, margaritas. All right, we're going to get right to the callers. Tush push. God, why? 22 votes against, 10 votes for. And that's enough to keep it in the league. So we've asked, all right, we're voting on rules. Give me the one rule you want to change. I've said we've got to stop with this transfer portal mania. Meaning, we have got to get this thing down to one window. You jump in, it concludes in 2 weeks. Not during bowl season, not after spring, not after summer, not during the year. If you fix that, I think you fix a lot of the tampering. I think you fix a lot of the ongoing negotiating. And I think you give a reality check to a lot of kids. And I know it won't be perfect, but a lot of these kids jump in and they think there's a pot of gold out there. Mm-hmm. Well, if there's only 2 weeks, You best be real careful. Yeah. So that's mine. For Rico, it is the rule the NFL has, the college football doesn't. If you fall down and nobody touches you, why can't I keep running?
Yeah,
he's not wrong. In fact, that's such a minor change. I'd like to throw in as a prize, like the steak knives. You have to have 2 feet in bounds to catch a football in college, not one.
Sure.
Sync up the rules.
I just hate the fact that, oh, there's a screenplay, running back gets the ball, and he slips, and his knee touches the ground, and he's got a convoy in front of him, and the play doesn't count.
Also, nightmare fuel, if you... I'm watching a video in the New York newspapers of a dump truck crashing into a house. Dash cam footage. It took out 17 street signs, a telephone pole, ran over 3 front yards, and ran directly into someone's living room. Can you imagine? You just sat down with a little afternoon cup of coffee. There's a dump truck in my living room. Just throwing it out there. Random note today.
Dad, there's a garbage truck coming. Yeah, okay, I told you quit that lying.
And
no, no, Dad, seriously.
Let's go to Jeff, 97.1. Jeff, what's going on, buddy?
Hi. After all that I've heard from you guys, I kind of feel, you know, pedestrian with what I come up with. But first of all, that stupid process rule, can't we just get rid of that, you know, Calvin Johnson rule? And I wanted to add something to you guys' pass interference.
Sure.
You know, conversation is, you know, I'm just tired of watching a ball drift 5, 6, 7 yards out of bounds and them still throwing the flag. There's no way on earth. Couldn't they call it off and say it was uncatchable?
They still can. They still can. They never do, Jeff. It drives me out of my mind.
I'm with you. And again, how about another one? Okay, you say that if you get the ball tipped, that nullifies pass interference if the ball gets tipped. How about if it's intercepted? That also nullifies any potential pass interference.
Okay.
That's just a couple I thought of.
No, and Jeff, I want to add to it, Jeff. I want to add something here because here's what drives me crazy. Oh, mobile QBs. How about, and my dad texted this in, when a quarterback is running for his life and he ain't got nowhere to go and he can't get out of bounds and he gets to just throw the thing in the 17th row. Nah. You got 2 choices. You can take a beating, or you can get it out of bounds. But ain't no way am I letting you throw that thing out of bounds without a penalty. You chose to leave the safety of the pocket, young man.
Well, exactly. I guess, again, just the pass interference rules. And I think, was it Rico who said, you know, you get a 5-yard penalty on a 4th and 20. Even if you want to give them 10 yards, and then still you got 4th and 10.
I agree.
Just some things on that, but you guys come up with great ideas. Thank you.
No, you got it, Jeff. And I'm just tired of giving offenses free first downs if we're talking about it. Have you noticed how many people have called in with issues with the NFL, yet the NFL is everything in sports? Mm-hmm. The NFL's offseason is more popular than every other sport's regular season.
No, it is.
And yet the rules seem to be flying in that people have had enough of.
Oh, we had a couple hockey calls.
I guess.
We had a couple. Kenny, hockey calls.
I don't like icing.
Trapezoid.
Trapezoid was not on my triple word score for the day, boys.
Definitely was not. Definitely was not. Go to Greg, 97.1. Greg, what's up?
Hey, I'd like to go to just, if there's any way possible to go to irreversible video replay.
Explain. Let me hear for what everything. This is.
For any sport,
okay.
Irreversible video replay.
All right,
it could be digital. It may do away with the refs.
What are we reviewing though? So I understand. What are we
everything.
Doing?
We got VAR in soccer. We've got the first down in football. We've got home run in baseball.
Okay.
Irreversible because it doesn't seem to be flawless, but we have to have it go to digital.
Greg, so what? Let me get this straight. So you're saying almost like an eye in the sky AI, we don't need referees or umpires or anything like that. We're going to use the
screen. To a certain extent, yes.
Look, I think we have a lot of that now. You're also seeing expedited reviews that are assisting the on-field action where we don't need a challenge. Like, I think we're getting a lot of that. Look, Greg, here's my one thing, and I know...
You agree with that? Would you agree with my philosophy?
Well, I agree with a lot of it. I think here's the problem. You got to thread a needle because the games are already approaching 4 hours long. Let's start there, especially in college. But two, and Cookies fought me on this. We did a big podcast about this in the fall. I'm at a break point where now I think I'm willing to live with mistakes if it just keeps the game moving. We're taking the excitement of being a fan out of the game. Think about it. You have this amazing touchdown. Now, as a Giants fan, I don't experience that. But let's say you're a Lions fan.
Now with Jameis.
You're all pumped up. You score a touchdown. Do you know the first thing you do? You don't celebrate.
You look for the flag.
Your eyes go to the graphic for that satanic yellow little penalty indicator. Mm-hmm. Or delay, hold the dance moves, every scoring play is reviewed. Mm-hmm. Anytime there's a pass breakup, where's the flag? So I'm kind of at a point where I just want less.
But you know what? You can have both, Mike. Because
can I?
Yeah, because, and you're seeing that, as you said, with the expedited review. Hey, no, keep going. Touchdown. Don't even look here. It was a touchdown. Kick the extra point.
What's it like to score touchdowns? Do you realize the life that I live right now? Between MSU on Saturday and the Giants on Sunday? Okay. I mean, that is less scoring than Kenny at the bar.
You guys.
That is just...
I can't feel sorry for you because you let Saquon leave.
I didn't do anything.
I'm just saying, he was scoring touchdowns.
Not really.
He said you let Saquon leave.
I'm personally responsible.
If I'm responsible for everything that's college football, you're responsible for Saquon leaving.
Because
Cookies took him in the draft last year.
I'll own it. Fine. Blame me. 248-539.
Your father's heart.
I got him Sunday ticket. What a present.
Ding dong.
Ding dong. 2x4 across the skull like Tommy Boy. All right. All right. I have to tell you something. And I know we're going to get to the calls. And I never do this. I respect Jeff Rieger. I think Jeff is very good at radio. You may think he's annoying. Oh, what about his voice? Listen to me. Jeff does an honest job. He puts thought into it. He comes in. But when I tell you, Jeff Rieger has arguably the worst topic I've ever heard in 21 years of radio in this town. I can't even believe what he tried to sell me in the commercial break.
The worst.
It is something where I looked at him and I went, you can't possibly be serious. My answer is no, and may God have mercy on your soul. We are all dumber for having heard this. But what I'm asking you, the listener, to do is engage him on this. Listen to him. But, Kenny, you're going to want to pay attention to Rieger's Open. Because I'm telling you, it is arguably one of the most ill-conceived topics in the history of my time in this town.
So worse than one of the tub of pretzels questions?
Well, no, those aren't topics at all. Okay. That's just puffery. Okay. This is an actual topic that this man put time into. And he's going to attempt to sell you this next. And when I tell you.
Now, is this a Jeff Rieger oversell about Jeff Rieger?
No, this is Jeff working really, really hard. I just think this is so bad. You're going to have to listen and you're going to have to engage with Jeff on this. So I'm encouraging you to listen. And Jeff will sell you this pen.
Okay.
This man puts an honest day's work in. And he researches and he plans.
Thank you.
But when I tell you. This is like some of Kramer's business ideas in Seinfeld. That's where we've arrived at right now.
Just so you know, Wojo and I mentioned it yesterday, and one of the guys in there, I won't even tell you who, likes the idea.
Which sport?
I don't want to say it. Got to wait till 6.
If it's yesterday's topic... I heard that.
How long are you on tonight?
4 hours.
So are you doing this off the rip, or are you going to continue what we're doing with rule changes? Because people are on fire.
We're
going
to do it off the rip. We might go back to the rule changes.
Who's we?
The collective we.
Who's we?
Me and all the heads in my voice.
Well, Joe ain't here, is he?
No, of course
not. Can I ask you a serious question?
Yeah, anytime. He's got some Detroit news.
No, nobody cares. Nobody reads it. So my point is he on a contract where he's just here once a week to kind of like keep the table warm?
I don't know.
What is this?
I don't know.
He never works.
You know what it is? I think it's he shows up for the hour shows, but if it's anything over an hour, he's like, no, I'm out. I'm too tired. David, I don't know what to
David,
say.
David, do me a solid. Can we start taking an attendance policy on Wojo like we're third grade art teachers?
He does have
tardy absent.
This was an excused absence. I found out about it like 3 weeks ago.
Okay, so, well, that's fine. There you go. The point is, Jeff's going to sell you this pen. So let me ask you the question we've been dealing in before you get to your show.
What do you got?
With the Tush Push being voted to stay in the league, 22 teams voted against it, 10 voted for. Two votes away from getting it banned. If I said to you, Jeff, you get to change one rule in sports, one. It could be as small or as grandiose as you want, but it's one. What is it?
I got a couple.
No, I said
I can only go one.
I am going to physically strike you. I said one.
I got a couple.
Okay, I am in love. I am in love with the ideas of, instead of an onside kick, how to recover a ball on fourth down. And we heard about this a couple years ago, how they were thinking about maybe making a team go fourth and 10 or fourth and 15. Oh. I am in love with that idea. So I would implement that in some capacity.
Forgot to tell you. You know the other reason why the NFL doesn't want to do this? Because I guess the UFL does it.
Who cares?
And they don't want to look like copycats. I right. It was like,
you mean the league that's been pimping college football and never helping them or paying them and using them as an open human farm?
Yes.
Doesn't want to copycat anything.
Because they didn't come up with the idea first. It's going to look like they're copying an inferior sports league.
Wow.
It'd be better for the product. I think so. I mean, there's no worse
thing one rule
than the onside kick. I hate the onside kick, a team trying to get the ball back.
I'm surprised, considering your loyalties. I thought you'd want to say that, advanced scouting would become legal. Or maybe putting someone in a costume on a sideline of your opponent would be legal.
The other thing I really like, could we get college basketball to do what the NBA does as far as out of bounds and timeouts are concerned? Can you go from half court instead of having to go the entire width or length of the court? That bothers me, yeah.
Okay.
Those two things. What is the best that you guys have heard? Go ahead.
I mean, I like my idea the best.
Yours is the transfer portal.
It's got to be a two-week portal.
Okay.
One time a year. No more nonsense. Gives you a chance to get to know your roster. Gives you a chance to have some familiarity with what you're going to be putting on the field. Like when Rico tells me, Mike, just wake me up week before the season. I'll figure out who's on the team. That's how you know, as Rico says, you've hit the bottom of the chili pot.
And you could celebrate it too, right? You could pub the crap out of it.
2 weeks.
I like that idea. What about you?
In college football, if your knee hits the ground, you're not down. Untouched, you're not down.
Okay.
You can get up. It's like in the NFL. You slip and fall, and there's 80 yards ahead of you. Play's dead. It would have been a touchdown, but you slipped and fell. So you can get up, untouched, run for the touchdown.
I like that. I like that. I like the tush push, by the way, too. I know a lot of people don't. I have no issue with the tush push.
Oh, God.
I'm kind of from the Dan Campbell school of thought, and I know the Lions support it. Now let's stop it.
Teams who haven't won the Super Bowl shouldn't be allowed to vote on things.
Well, Ben Johnson came out and
said, win the Super Bowl or go to the Super Bowl.
No, win. If you don't have a Lombardi trophy, why do I care about your vote in this league? You're not really a member of the league.
Ooh. You know what,
though? Non-championship teams voted against the Tush Push.
Okay.
The real ones.
Honestly, that would be good rule change in the NFL for major rules.
Yeah.
Executive privileges.
Champions club only.
Show me your rings to get inside the room.
Okay, Niners, Giants, Steelers, the only three votes that count. We're like a tribal council.
Okay, well, now that we're brainstorming, how about this one? I want to take my two back and offer you a different one. Regulation. Not regulation. Where are you? What's the word? Why am I drawing a blank?
Overtime?
Where you send a team down.
It's relegation.
Relegation, damn it.
Wow.
Should not have brought it up.
That's never happening in American sports, but I appreciate that. Okay, so Rieger's coming up next, and here's what I'm begging you to do, guys.
What's that?
Don't judge. I'm telling you the idea is so egregious, it warrants your attention and your calls. Just let Jeff do his monologue. Let him
cook.
But then you need to do what the Italian nonas do. You grab the wooden back scratcher, and you beat him to death with it.
Oh.
I'm telling you, once I sell this, I will actually make a bet with you. Once I sell this, the majority of people will agree with me. They will. I guarantee that.
What was the split? Because I think I know the topic. You don't have to say. What was the split yesterday?
A lot of people agreed with the topic, with the person.
Because I couldn't remember, because I know Wojo was so against it.
No, Wojo was for it. He actually sold me on it. Oh. Yeah, so maybe you were listening to something different.
Okay, okay. Maybe
Wojo,
it's a different...
No, I'll give Wojo full credit. I just decided to take it to the next level.
Maybe it's a different topic, so yeah. I'll have
All
to
right,
listen.
All right, 6 o'clock, we're going to do that. We're going to have a good time. On to Mark Ryan at 10 o'clock. So we got 4 hours of brilliance. What?
All right. Coming up. 97.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Personal injury of any sort, it's a big deal. And injury attorney David Feminino has dedicated his career to securing justice and maximizing recovery for those who have been injured. David is dedicated to ensuring you get the care you need and get your life back on track. So when you're injured, make one phone call to David Feminino, 855-65-CRASH, or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. Get your life back on track, getdavidgetpaid.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.